Up dog fella, look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform, Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fella.
Up dog, my man, Labatt Blue.
Fellas out there, lots of things are better together, as we know, like playoff hockey or barbecuing with your boys,
teeing it up, going to music festivals. Everything is better with Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we.
Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA in Buffalo, New York.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
It's all lads.
Up dog, my man! How we doing, fella?
My man, good to be in the studio with you. Happy week. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there. What's shaking, fella?
Yeah, it's good to have you back at the studio, buddy. Studio's looking good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's looking great.
Shout out to Morgan and Kyle. They've been unbelievable. You guys have been unbelievable for us. I come in here, sit down, talk to them a little bit. Studio looks great. Looks great. Shots look great.
Listen, we're not just a podcast here. We're a studio show.
We went through, it's been what now? Probably a month and a half. Kyle, Morgan, you guys have been with us. How long have you guys been with us?
Yeah, just about like 2 months. I think it was like mid-January.
Yeah. So we went through like right around fella tour time, around the All-Star Game of Waste Management. Maxie says, I'm hanging him up. He says, I'm hanging him up. I said, oh, fuck, you're hanging him up mid-season, honestly. Like typical Max way, I would say. Just mid-season, he's like, boys, I'm done. So whatever. You know, Kyle comes in, Morgan had been working with us, Princey's done a lot of good stuff for us, but like we just kind of kept this going like on the fly. Like it was touch and go there for a bit, man. I'm like, holy shit, are we going to be able to produce our show? So Kyle, Morgan, thank you. Princey, he's taking over the leads, and we just kind of kept going with it.
Listen, good leadership out there, big fella. Good leadership. Hey, you driving the bus.
It was just
as they say on a good squad, you got to have someone driving the bus. You've done a great job. Al, we don't even know where Al is.
Where is Al?
He's got arcades. He's got, I don't know, summer league shit going on. I mean, who's fella got tour. When we come time here, playoff time, fella tour, we're going to need big Al to put a foot down and get this bus back driving.
The bus was about to go off the cliff.
Yeah,
the
sure
bus
was
going off.
Well, the
cliff.
Sprinter van. We got the Sprinter van. He's, you know, big Al. He's got the. We did up the Sprinter van.
Sprinter van's done.
He's done his arcade. He's got his. You know, he's got stuff going on in Utah. So he's got the house there.
Park City.
He's got fucking who knows what.
He's got
stagecoach around the corner.
Who's got more going on, you or A-Hall?
Probably A-Hall right now.
I don't know. It's 50-50.
No, I'm keeping it between the lines here lately, bud.
I went down to, I took Mac Miller down to the fun zone there. The arcade was slammed. Couldn't even get in there, slammed. Yeah. And he's got a sign up there, no food, no drinks, which I thought it's a great play. You can't have people bringing in, you know, little kids bringing in drinks and food, and it'd be just a gong show, right?
Gong show. You know, how are you going to do skeet ball and have...
Yeah, it's just a mess.
And have a, you know, Labatt Blue light in your hand.
Yeah, so I thought, first of all, good rule. He's talking about maybe trying to get a liquor license somewhere around there to have a... If there was a little bar there, there's a bar, Class of 47, Rodman's old bar. And then there's a little Mexican joint there. I used to go there with
Las Cantinas.
Vargas. Remember? Yeah. We used to go down there when we were hanging with Vargas' house.
Fat tits, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But man, they could use a new they could use a new up and coming bar there, like a Due West maybe. Not really.
I think it's in the plans. Yeah. It starts with the arcade, and Irv's Burger, shout out to our boy.
Oh, what a burger.
Shout out to our boy Lawrence. Great burger.
Great milkshake. I left there. I'd
tell him a little more salt in the fries, but I'm a salty guy.
You would, eh? So is Max Miller. She puts salt on everything, and I hammers it on there.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it, though?
I like it, yeah.
A health guy like MSG. Yourself, salt's not good for you, right?
It's not the MSG, the Madison Square Garden you're looking for, but...
No, listen, it's a great little hang down there. They've really just brought some life to the Newport Beach Balboa Pier.
Yeah. No, it was slammed. The arcade was humming. The burgers were getting flipped. The milkshakes were slinging. It's fun down there.
Yeah.
It's just...
Did you pour a Crown and Coke and just, you know, bring in a little
flask? No, I was sober that day.
Oh, you were?
I might have had a little puff of the weed pen before I went in there to crush a burger.
Nice touch. Did you play the gun game?
No, I couldn't get in the arcade. It was sold out.
So they got this game.
Unless I was going to go straight, just start albuming kids out of the way. Yeah. Hey, get out of the way. That's my game, kid. Get out of the way.
So they got this one game, and Al's partner, I think his name's, I don't know, Dougie or something. I forget. But anyway.
He looks like Jason Lombardo.
He's got, they got the best game on the market, he says. It's a gun game, and it's got the coil. And you can play either shoot bottles, shoot fruit, shoot like, you know, put yourself in a you know, whatever, war zone. And
put yourself in downtown L.A. Put yourself in downtown L.A. Picture you're leaving fucking Flowers' place and you got to get out there alive.
But this game's great, man. It's like, it's got the gun's heavy and it's a fucking, it shoots you back a bit.
Yeah.
It's nice. Big.
And there's no nacho cheese all over the gun. It's great.
Yeah.
No, Al's tight, man.
You gotta, that's a good rule. I told him, you got to have the no food or drink in there because it could just get sloppy. Yeah. You need hand wipes.
And I like
everywhere.
They put the games on. They got the tunes rocking, some good old classic rock.
Is there like a gun range around here where you can go like skeet shooting? Huntington.
We should go.
Yeah, I need to start working on my shot a bit.
Yeah.
Just in case. You never know anymore around here what's going to go down. But if you're in the Newport area, get down there. Arcade. It's called Arcade Balboa, right? Or Balboa Arcade.
The Balboa Arcade, yeah.
Yeah. And get a burger in you. Yeah. There's all kinds of shit down there.
There is all.
Like if you keep going down further, there's like a ice cream, and it's just your stomach's gonna be. I did it again. So, Updog, great having you back in the studio, fella. Listen, shout out to our boy Billy Quinn, BQ, what a beauty. Went into Vegas with him Friday night. He had a nice dinner for us at Delilah, and then we went and saw the Michael Jackson show one, which, you know, like obviously I was a huge Michael Jackson fan, and then we all kind of know what happened, you know, at the end there, right? Wasn't perfect, you know,
that whacked.
Yeah, but like there was also some stuff that like wasn't perfect that he did, but what an icon, man. Like,
yep.
Love him, hate him, whatever. The dancers in this show were unbelievable, like so talented, and all his tunes were unbelievable. And then they came out with what's it called, they had one at Coachella with Tupac, a hologram.
Yeah, the hologram, 3D hologram
of Michael Jackson, dude. Yeah. And like how good of a dancer he was, like, fucking, like, I mean, he was spinning around. I'm like, dude, this guy was, say what you want, he was a...
No, he's a legend, man.
Legend. He's like, he moved like you and Hyde back in the day. It was just, anyways, it was a great show. And then we parlayed it into his boy, Damon Jackson. Got to know Damon over the last couple of years. Went in there, was fighting a guy that he didn't like, another Texas boy, Hernandez. Missed weight. Damon still took the fight. Just grind him down, man. And I watched Damon's social media clips all week, and it was the only time I've ever watched his social media clips leading up to a fight. And I said, Billy, this guy, he's pissed off. Damon's pissed off. He doesn't like this guy. And then you could see in the first round that this Hernandez has some power. And once Damon could kind of see, you know, it coming, he just kind of went in, started wrestling him, took him down, beat him in a split decision. I didn't even think it was that close, but got to hang out with him after. He went to Chainsmokers. He had a black guy with some stitches. I was jealous, Ups. I was like, oh, man. And I used to love going out after with a black eye and just like, you know. And his is even next level. He won a fight. It's like, imagine those, like,
I can't imagine, but I love it. I think Damon's a great guy. Played golf with him at Chileno Bay. Win a split decision. That just means like out of the three rounds, won two and the guy won one?
Yeah, so two judges gave him 29-28.
Yeah.
And this other judge, who I don't know what him or he was fucking watching, they gave the other guy.
And a unanimous decision means all the judges picked the same.
What would it be? It would be 30-26 or 29-26, whatever it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the one judge gave all three rounds to the other guy, and the other two judges gave two of the three rounds to Damon.
So that's a split decision.
Okay.
And then how were the other fights? Is it a championship night?
Dude, it was one of the best cards I've ever seen. I mean, I Billy spoiled me. I've been to the Apex now for three times. I've been telling Loops, if you're a true UFC fan, even you, Ups, I mean, I know you're not a huge UFC guy, but to watch these fights up close and personal with these guys. I asked Damon, I'm like, you like fighting there? He's like, I hate it. I want to be in a big arena with the energy and this and that. But as a fan, there's nothing better.
Really?
Free cocktails, food. I almost bought the UFC heavyweight belt to put in the studio, $850. I was like, I can't spend $850.
You can put it on the cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hang it right
never,
there at DraftKings, baby.
You never text me back. So I was like, maybe that's, he doesn't want me to buy it. I said, should I buy this belt for $850?
When I go, we'll buy it. When I go to one.
But then I was like, where are we going to put it?
Right up, I think right above there.
Is it going to be in our shot, though?
Yeah, we'll make sure it's on the shot, yeah.
The belt's sick.
Is the belt sick? Yeah.
So sick.
Maybe we should fucking, we'll put a tournament on for it.
Fighting. Fighting. Hanging out with Damon after. He had his mom, his sister there.
How many more fights has Damon got?
He's got one more fight on his contract. He told me, listen, I want to stay active, Obes.
Wow.
He's finally healthy. Yeah. He wants to fight again in June.
God.
It's a quick turnaround. He's the more he stays active,
yeah,
the better he feels. But he had his mom there, his sister there. His college wrestling a teammate was in his corner. Another great guy, a cop from Riverside, a beauty guy that Damon's known forever, was his other corner man. It was just cool to see, like, he had his family there. You know what I mean? Like, it just brought me back to my parents going to our games and seeing them after. And like, everyone was so happy for him to win that fight. It was just, it was unbelievable.
Let me ask you this quick, just to cut you off. But so for him, do the fighters like to fight in that Apex, or do they like to fight in a bigger spot?
I said to him, I love that Apex. How do you like it as a fight? Yeah. He says, I hate it.
Because you want to hear too much about it.
Yeah.
You want to be drowned in like the energy of like 10,000, 15,000 people, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. His coach, shout out to Saif Sahood. I finally met Saif. He's the guy that got Billy Quinn in tip-top shape. Billy's absolutely shredded. I sent him a bunch of T-shirts that Smitty from Sauce made for him. It says, no days off. And then it's got his business logo on the back there. Because Billy takes no days off, man.
I know he does.
It's like a Sunday. It's like, fella, you want to just, go have a soak in a steamer? He's like, I'm going to ride the Peloton for 45 and do hardcore. And I'm like, all right, text me after. I'll be down this fucking Encore spa. Fucking let the old cock swing around. But Saif, I met him. Fucking ultimate alpha male, dude. Just a great guy, right? Yeah. Like, he was talking about, making the NHL, like how you did what, you did it and this and that. And like, he was just... You could tell that he's been a pro fighter and he's been a successful coach, but you could also tell that he was kind of eyeing me up. Like, he's like,
no, he's trying to probably find out what makes you tick.
What'd you play at?
Yeah.
What'd you play at? I go, I played at, started my career at 230, 235, ended about 245, 250 when I was in Europe, but I'll probably play at 240. He's like, what do you weigh now? I said, I'm about 275, 280. I go, I just lost 45 pounds. And he said, let's get you back down to 240.
Yeah.
I said, dude.
He wants to see you be a killer.
I said, dude, listen, man. I fought the scale my whole career. He said, typical coach, she's like, write down everything you eat. I'm like, dude, you know how many times I wrote down everything I ate and sent it to the strength coach? Every fucking year of my life. I'm like, I do not have the desire or the discipline to ever diet again. I just don't. I don't want to lie to you, coach. I'm just getting to know you. But he's like, so I text him the next day. He's like, fire me what you eat. I'll get you on a meal plan here. But I said, listen, Saif, if you get me down to 240, I'll call Jerry Johansson. I'll be going on a fucking PTO.
Yeah.
You get me to 240. Let's rock. I could make a comeback.
We're going to get to that stuff. PTOs here in a second.
Yeah. I just a great guy, Ups. You would love his mentality on life. So anyway, shout out to Damon Jackson and Saif and Billy. We all won money on the fight. It was just cool. Last time I went, Damon lost. So to be there this time and watch him win. And at first he wasn't going to go out. I'm sure he was tired after the fight. Went and had a cigar. Billy Quinn, the beauty, had Chainsmoker set up. He texts Billy, I'm on my way over. And we just had a great time. But Chainsmoker's Ups, what a run.
Yeah.
Listen, these boys, they came out when I was still in the league, early, like my second, third year in the league. They're still banging. What a run for these guys.
It's been a run. So Alex, I learned this, but Alex back in New York when the Berard, we just had Berard on last week, but when Berard and Mackell and those boys were cruising around, like, remember that old bar SL? Alex was like the OG DJ at SL for these guys. And then he found out that there was just going to be this huge push for electronic music. And he fucked off to Europe. And both those guys, if you recall, those guys, they were the two OGs. They were both like young, good looking, had a vibe, always had the chicks around, got their residencies in Vegas.
I guess they do.
And they're still buzzing.
Yeah.
So Kygo has them on these Palm Tree Festival tours. And in Aspen, they still were crushing it. Like the chicks following them around still. It's world class.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
You can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. I'm going to say the crowd at XS was not.
I don't know.
Really?
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw the
McLaur was getting a lot of attention. I could tell you that. I had to keep an eye on her. Oh, she would have had a hard time fighting.
It's hard to compete with. Now, like, if you see Rufus and, like, fucking
Rufus.
Odessa. Like,
I love Kygo, too.
I mean, we had to put this Odessa fucking on the map here this June 7th. June 7th at that Bank of California. That is a show.
Yeah?
It is just. So, but anyway, in saying that, yeah, these. I hear you.
What are they making? What are they? Pay, what does XS pay them? You think? Can you look it up or ballpark it for me? Like, what do they play Friday? Every Friday, Saturday at XS, or how's that work? Even?
I'd say they're making $350 a show, $350,000 a show, maybe. Up for you do a residency, you do 10 shows a summer. I don't know. Yeah. Make fucking $10 million. That'll pay the private jets.
That'll keep the lights on, eh?
Yeah, but.
I just was like, I'm just, listen, they were great. Obviously, they played the last one. I had to wait right to the end. I was tired. It was like, but I wasn't leaving without hearing the one with the old tattoo on your shoulder in the back seat of my Range Rover. You know, that's like one of my favorite bangers ever. I was like,
fellas, it says we could book the Chainsmokers starting at $750,000.
Oh, so yeah, fuck.
$750,000.
Starting.
Goes up to $1 million.
Unfortunately, DraftKings is not paying us enough for that ups. So there you go. They're still, wow. But I mean, listen, good for them. A lot of the remixes ups, they had like, whatever, they got three or four bangers that they played, but the mixes that they made with other great tunes were pretty cool. And then the one guy can sing, right? The one guy gets up there and he starts singing. They put on a show. It's more of a show than just kind of them spinning back there.
Yeah, so their next show at XS is Saturday, May 4th, and then followed by Sunday, Rufus. There you go.
So they don't play there every weekend?
Not every weekend, and probably once a month,
I'd say.
So Friday, Friday, May 3rd, you got Kygo. Saturday, Chainsmokers. Sunday, Rufus.
What's the date?
Yeah, it's May 3rd to 5th. I'll see you there.
Oh, no, we got My Morning Jacket.
Do we?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, May 5th or 6th, Redondo Beach.
I think it's the Saturday night, May 4th.
Sunday.
Oh, it is?
Plays so Sunday.
The 5th.
Fleet Foxes right into MMJ.
Unreal.
Sprinter Van to be ready to rock for that one.
Unreal.
Thank you to Billy Quinn. Fortis MMA, congrats on the win. Damon Jackson, Saif Saud, you guys are beauties. A little love for Vince Carter.
Yeah, shout out, Canadian legend.
I love this guy, man. This is guy, he made me watch basketball. I no longer watch basketball because for very many different reasons. But listen, Vince Carter changed basketball, I mean, forever in Canada. The reason that we have so many great Canadian basketball players now is because of Vince Carter. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's boys with our boy Travis. Congratulations, Vince. Well deserved. This guy put basketball on the map in Canada. He made basketball cool, and that's the reason why Canada is so good now. And we have so many great players. So well deserved.
Yeah,
that'll be a good shake.
Zach Edey, Canadian basketball player.
Zach Edey, exactly. That big, fuck, is he a mutant?
Yeah, he sure is.
He needs to get on a foot ladder, though, and get those boots. I'm sure, I know he's 7'4", and it can't be easy, but I think if you're an NBA skill, I'll be the guy to ask about this, but his feet look like he just kind of like.
And how old is he? He's a 19, 20-year-old kid? It was third year, right?
Last year, but he won the player of the year.
He's born in,
He had 35 and 10 last night. The only other guys to do that are Bill Walton and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or something.
21 years old, 7'4".
From Toronto.
What a monster.
I got smoked in that game. I loved UConn the whole tournament. I'm like, UConn's the best team. And then I go over to bet the national championship game. I'm like, oh, 7 points. That's a lot. I'm going to take Purdue.
I think that's
first 10 minutes. I'm like, this is going to be ugly.
Yeah.
They were hanging on just to keep it close.
Well, I was on the wrong side of it, too. I wish I knew. Like, I wish Portnoy had shot the boys a text and said he had a couple million.
I knew he did.
Huh?
I love Portnoy. I knew he had UConn. I'm just an idiot.
That was before the tournament started, right? Plus 340?
600,000 to win 2.7. He took off DK. Hopefully, he can still afford to pay us.
Yeah.
Portnoy, take it easy on DK.
Stock due to the
spot. Oh, he probably plummeted.
Yeah, totally.
Big Cat took him for 150K.
Just on the one game, though, probably.
Big Cat had UConn in the national championship game, and I think he had a future bet on at the start of the season two or start of the tournament. Speaking of paydays, shout out to my buddy, a guy I played with at the Billy Quinn again. Took me to the Bahamas for the Hero World Challenge. I got to play with Akshay Bahada, lefty like the updog. He just won the Texas Open, played himself right into the Masters. Unbelievable. He had a 6-shot lead into the back nine, and that McCarty guy came back just steaming Willie Beeman. And I turned it on. I just got back from Vegas, and I see him on 18, and he's kind of he hurt his shoulder doing the old Tiger Woods pump. So then he's calling his trainer in, to tape them up. I'm like, I've never seen anyone do this before. So you can do that in golf. Say time.
I think you can get, yeah, a certain amount of minutes to get like a rub down or a little happy ending or something. It just in case you got to relieve some stress.
Groin's inside the groin's a little tight. Can you just go grab that?
Have you ever
over there?
I didn't read enough on this, but has anyone ever birdied the last eight holes to push it into a playoff or to win, like down the stretch?
I don't know.
That is insane.
It's insane.
Birdied 9 of the last 10.
And then he hit a wedge like Shane O'Brien.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that was just chunks. chunks.
But eight birdies to close off a Sunday championship round to put you in a playoff?
Crazy. That course is so hard. I played it when I played in San Antonio.
Yeah.
That's where Steeler won.
Twice.
Yeah, that's where Steeler won.
Or he won once there. Yeah, that's right.
It is so fucking hard.
The 18th has that creek running right up through it, right?
It's crazy ups how hard this course is. To do what he did was unbelievable. Akshay had to make a putt on 18 to force it into a playoff. Good for him. He's a great guy. God, he's lean. No way. He's lean. I don't know what he is. I like to get his meal plan. He is lean.
Yep.
But right into the Masters, on the private bird, heading to Augusta. So I wanted to give him some love. He wants to come on. We're going to get him on. We're going to get him on up, dog. So last but not least on our intro here, best Saturday ever. For you boys that like to put the feet up like I do, Masters Saturday right into UFC 300. Up, dog. I'm probably going to have a few Friday night. I'm probably going to be a little hung cheese. If you're looking for me, you know where to find me. I'll be on the couch watching the Masters in a UFC 300. Bro.
That's right, baby. This weekend, Masters presented by Adidas Golf, made for wherever you play. Fella, what are you thinking here? You got some futures on the weekend or what? Some matchups? Your boy, I mean, you've been hot at golf.
I have, thank God, because I've gone fucking cold and everything else. Dude, I was up. Uppy, it's so hard to get up, and then it's so easy to get down, right? Like, you work your balls off to get up, and I was disciplined, and I was chasing it, and now I'm back in one. Anyways, Masters Week, it's my favorite week of the year. You know this. I love it. I've already had live at the Masters on for the last 2 days. Turned it on the other day. What is Brandel Chambly talking about right away, obviously?
Live.
These guys aren't good. They're numbers. They're fucking this and that. We'll see.
Is there any bets? Have we looked at the DK app for LIV versus PGA guys, the top finishers? We should.
I'm sure there's probably something on there
for
that.
An app.
But, so turn that on. That's the first thing Brandel Chambly is talking about, how John Rahm hasn't won yet on the LIV Tour. So I think John Rahm is going to have a little chip on his shoulder. But listen, like you said, Masters preview presented by our good friends at Adidas. Scottie Scheffler, plus 450. I've already bet him. Like you said, he won for me at Bay Hill. He backed it right up with the players. He was in the mix in Houston. I just think the way this guy can move it left to right, how high he hits it, the way he's putting, and also a great bet for him on DraftKings. It's a top 10 at minus 200. I know that's, 2-1 odds going against you, but for him not to make the top 10, he's going to have to do something really, really bad. So I've taken him. I also love Brooks Koepka, speaking of LIV Golf, up dog, plus 2,000. You cannot not bet on this guy come major championship time. He was in the mix last year. I know you like both those guys as well, right?
Yeah, I've already bet them. It's been a minute. When I was in Denver, fired in some bets on our DK app. Listen, guy that we have coming on this week, Keegan Bradley, great odds there, plus 18,000 to win this. It was like 200 to win 25 grand or something. It's a nice little bet.
Yeah, it is.
And then you brought up Matsuyama.
I like Matsuyama. He won in the desert.
Yeah.
Played unbelievable. His form seems to be back.
Plus 190 for a top 10.
Yeah, former Masters champion, plus 2,500 to win. I do like him. Another guy I like with good odds is the old Georgia Bulldog, Brian Harman, plus 5,000. The only thing about Brian is it's supposed to rain Thursday.
Oh, it sucks.
So he's not the longest hitter. Yeah. If it gets wet and it plays really, really long. But listen, Ups, we haven't played Augusta yet. We got to find the right guy to kiss up to get us on there. But if we ever do get to play it, it's a lefty's paradise.
I know it is.
Because for you, and I hit that cut. And Brian Harman, if it doesn't rain as much as they're thinking, it does get firm and fast, and he can get some roll with all those left-to-right shots that he can hit. And he's been there. He almost won the Players. I'm saying at plus 5,000 for a little value bet, I like this little left-hander up.
Yeah, no, lefties have always done well there. Bubba, Phil, it's time, up dog. But, and then let's talk a little bit about the LIV guys. LIV, 13 players from LIV at the Masters this year. I mean, you got to love Koepka, just the way he is. You know, he's got something to prove. You got to love John Rahm. All the doubters, all the talkers saying, you know, you leave Liv, you take all that money, you're not good anymore, you don't play enough golf. I don't know. He's got a little chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. And he showed up, I'm sure, in his private plane and got $300 million and said, you know what, I feel pretty good.
Cameron Smith, Joaquin Niemann has had a pretty solid year. Heads up.
Joaquin Niemann is the guy on Liv that he won the first Liv tour down in Mexico, I think it was. I think it was Mexico. I watched it. Him and Sergio had a playoff where they played under the lights. They're like, let's go play one more, you know. This guy's traveled the world. He went down and won the Australian Open. So he's a guy that's been saying, listen, we're not getting world ranking points. I'm going to go play these other tournaments. The Masters invites him because he went down and won the Australian Open. Guy's been unbelievable. I think he's a great bet if you're looking at Liv guys. Patrick Reed, a former Masters champion, had a good Masters last year. Cameron Smith puts the fucking guts out of it. And then Phil Mickelson. Phil's been horrendous all year. But when he gets down Magnolia Lane and he can start hitting those big cutties, I don't know. I have filled out my Masters pools, but I'm going to go back and tweak them on Wednesday night. It's hard not to take Phil in that group, in the final group of just old champions, because it just seems to turn the clocks back. You know what I mean?
I know. There's a chip. There's just a little bit of a buzz that these guys have. Like, they're all a team. Picture Sunday, fella. You're sitting on your couch. You got the pen going. And one of the Liv guys is in the last group, coming down the last couple holes, and they have 12 other guys sitting on the green ready to rock and roll and cheer for them. There's no other player on the PGA that they'll have. No one's waiting around ready to celebrate with these guys. But this Liv team, they're all
totally.
They're a group of guys ready. They're on a mission. Yeah. If it happens, it's going to be an explosion.
Dustin Johnson. I think Dustin Johnson's always a good pick at Augusta. Hits high, hits long, hits a little light left to right cut that lands soft on those greens. Terrell Hatton, did you see the hot mic of him at Doral? By the way, every time I think of Doral, me and Lewis back in the day, we went to Miami they were young. Same trip. And we have this bright idea that we're going to play Doral after a three-day shaker in Fort Lauderdale in Miami. And we went out and just put up a monster number, both of us. Like, we couldn't find our ball in the rough. And that course is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
But did you see Terrell Hatton's hot mic? He hit the thing.
Yeah.
He threw like four F-bombs throughout the C word. It was crazy. I mean, this fiery little English guy.
Oh, like cock?
Cunt.
Oh, he said that. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I could have just spelt it instead of saying it. C-U-N-T is what he said, but... Uppy, listen, Tiger Woods, it's good to see him back. I'm still not sure how I love the Sunday red attire.
When you said the rain, I'm like, oh no. I don't want Tiger to be able to walk in some nice firm ground just so his back's good, his knee's good, his ankle's good.
Yeah, listen, he played with Will Zalatoris yesterday. I guess he shot 31 on the front nine.
I know, but don't play too much golf, Tiger, going into this. I need you swinging for the...
It's just like I can't even get excited anymore, man. No. Because like he's withdrawn so much, and he comes in and he looks great, he looks jacked, he's got his clothes all tailored perfect, and everyone's talking about how good he's hitting it, and then it starts and it's like Friday morning he can't even move. So I don't know. I did see something on social media, and I don't think it was a false rumor that he's given up sex here before the Masters. Did you see this rolling around the social media?
No sex legs.
He said no sex before the Masters.
Is he away or what?
Well, if you're Tiger, wouldn't you be? What else is he going to do?
I mean, I don't know. Putt around, hang out with your kids.
Well, yeah, he does that. But, I mean, Charlie's going to go to bed at a certain time.
Are you having that much sex that, you know, you're going to make an effort to make sure people know that you're not going to have sex before the Masters?
I think he is having that much sex.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, if you're Tiger Woods, wouldn't you be throwing it around? Got mansions, you got yachts, you got private planes, he's got a decent-sized weapon.
He's so dedicated to the game. Like,
he's a horn dog.
I know he is, but let's go. I get you back in the Masters.
If you had Tiger Woods' life...
I have my life. I like
to... No. If you had Tiger Woods' private jet, yacht, mansions, would you not be thumping or what? What would you be doing?
No, thumping is number one on the list, but he'd also been known to thump a little too much back in the day.
That's why he gave her up. I
think he's just giving it up right now so his legs feel good and his hips don't start barking.
The question is he still rubbing one out? Because you don't want to go to the first tee on Thursday and be all backed up.
Yeah.
You don't want to be nervous. You don't want to have that. Do you? You want to be like, ah, oh, all right. I think.
I don't know. I think you want the spunk for the first tee shot. And you just let it go. Yeah. He needs to have that energy the whole way through.
I think I'd rather be relaxed. Just be like, ah. Okay, boys, how are we doing here? Hey, how are we, fellas?
No, I think his mind.
So you're saying he's going to go.
He needs a loaded gun.
What's it called when you don't? Is that celibate? Is that what it's called when you don't do anything?
I think so.
Is that, I think that's what it's
I don't know what the word's called because I've never really been part of it.
Yeah, no, me either. But Tiger, it's good to see you out there. We'll see. Rory McIlroy looking for his career Grand Slam.
Good luck.
I don't know about Rory anymore, man. I don't know. I mean, Loops loves him. I used to like him a lot. He's a Northern Ireland guy.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on him. I don't think he gets it done. But it'd be great to see him in the mix.
Yeah. I don't think his putting's the Masters is all about putting. It's all about your short game. It's all about putting.
Totally.
Drive for dough. Putt for show.
Yeah. It's the best week of the year. You've been there. Did you have a pimento cheese sandwich when you were there?
I forget. I think I had a hot dog.
$1.50 for a sandal.
Yeah,
there.
It's nice.
No inflation
cold
at Augusta.
Beers. Cold beers.
$1.50 nice for white a beer? Cup.
Yeah. Or $4 a beer. I think it was, yeah, it's cheap.
Bought
two
game.
Chairs, laid one on 16, one on 12 tee.
Yeah. So, how you never got kicked out of there? You can't run at Augusta either. You see these people?
I don't run.
The fast walk? Yeah. You do a fast walk, can't run.
It's a beautiful place. Why didn't we go again?
Listen,
watch it on TV.
I would go. Actually, Kyle asked me this before we got on the show. I would go in like, Uppy, let's fly in Monday. You know, maybe we play golf somewhere Tuesday there, mm-hmm. right? Where can we play? We'll find somewhere to play. Wednesday practice round, Thursday go, fly back Friday. So I can watch Saturday and Sunday on my couch.
See, I did opposite. I flew in Friday night, watched Saturday and Sunday there.
Yeah. It's just such a great weekend on TV. I just don't know if I can pass that up to be there. You know what I mean? And no, I think a one practice round would be cool.
Yeah, I'm shocked we haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
no, it's an amazing place. For us being golfers, being sports guys, being Tiger Woods lovers, fucking, it's the only place you want to have your feet like walking on that earth. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, Solani's going there to play it.
Come on,
yeah.
Oh, is he caddying for his buddy again?
I mean, no, he's playing May.
Oh my god,
5th and 6th or something.
What a time to go play.
Yeah, because May 6th, put this in your calendar, we got the Big Brothers Big Sisters golf tournament at Newport.
Yeah.
And I asked Tamo if he wanted to play. He's like, sorry, I'm playing Augusta. I said, well, listen, Tamo, I'll let you slide on that.
Yeah.
I'll let you slide on that. So Masters Week, get your bets in on DraftKings. Adidas Golf, thank you for this little sponsorship here on the Masters. Looking forward to watching all week, Up Dog. I can't wait, man. That's going to be unbelievable. We'll be right back here at Missing Curfew. Up Dog, my man, the bat blue.
Fellas out there, lots of things are better together, as we know, like playoff hockey or barbecuing with your boys,
teeing it up, going to music festivals. Everything is better with Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we.
Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA in Buffalo, New York.
Welcome back to Mr. Curfew.
Fella.
Uppy's World.
Party time. Playing hockey.
Fly from Costa Rica. Fly back to St. Louis. Day of the game. How's the body feeling?
Body's all right, fella. You know what? I felt good. They had a great week last week, obviously, with the kids. Came back Thursday, you know, jumped in the studio with you. Had a great time. Friday morning, up early, jumped on the United Connector through Orange County, through Denver. Got into St. Louis 5:30.
What time was puck drop?
7.
Pool.
So I wasn't too far from the rink. Had a nice car service. No, I didn't. I came in, had a couple beers, shook some hands, chatted. So shout out to, listen, Kelly Chase and, you know, the Jimmy V Foundation, the NHL alumni. It was truly a special night. Chaser, you killed it. To all your boy, to your three boys that were there, all played on your line to start the game. It was great. What a legendary lineup, man. By the way, Tim Peel, I sent you the thing. Did I send you the picture?
Yeah, Obie Clark.
He had Obie Clark's as a sponsor on his jersey. I go, just for that, Obie probably would have flown over here. I forgot. You know, I did mention to him, I'm like, by the way, Obes would probably play in this. You know, I know he's got the Vegas trip with Billy, but, you know, if there's a trip to Obie Clark's, I think I can convince him.
I would come in to just get pinned at Obie Clark's.
Yeah. That was great, though, Obes. Listen, what a legendary lineup. Shanny, Adam Graves, fucking
wow.
Whitney, George Peros, Sheldon Surrey, Garth Brooks.
Saw Garth there.
Dierks Bentley, Brian Elliott, my old goalie Moose. Guys, yeah, he's got the most shutouts for the Blues. He says he wants to come on. I told him, come on, talk some goalies
with
us.
We would love to have him on.
It was unreal. I had a chance. I was playing with Shanny, by the way. Brendan Morrow, me, him, lineup. It was
that was your line?
Yeah, it was
Shanny, Morrow,
yeah, I threw Shanny a couple of sauce passes. I fed Morrow. He's my
once again,
my first
once
apple.
Again, they put you on with a couple tough guys. To
yeah,
let
yeah.
More
see,
room.
I had to. Chaser knows what he's doing.
Yeah, somebody asked me, was it safe or someone in Vegas said, did Uppy fight? I said, Uppy played hard. He didn't really fight, but he always had a couple guys. He had a guy in his line that would always make sure he's okay. Yeah. So he could go
towards the latter part of my career. Early on, it was like, you know, in Philly, I had Carter and Mike Knuble. None of them are.
Well, no, but you're a more skilled guy than me.
And old Jim McKenzie was there. And I tell you what, the old helicopter was.
Was he slinging it?
He was slinging her. Yeah, it was a great. it was a great buddy. Tony Twist was in there, hanging with the boys. Killer. The guys paws on him, Obes, are. You know, everyone when they meet you and they shake your hand, they talk about how big your paws.
You got big paws too.
Tony Twist, his hands are. He's a big boy. Cam Jansen, beauty.
Yeah, Jansen.
It was great. We, we're up having beers after and shooting the shit. And, you know, him and Strick, they do their pod. They do a great job. It was great. They raised $800,000, man. $800K. Wow. Amazing, amazing event. Chaser, I just want to acknowledge you're in remission right now. You're doing your last treatment of chemo just to top it off. But we're thinking about you. You've been a fucking warrior throughout this whole thing. Inspiration. But a big turnout. The fans of St. Louis, you stuck up again. You came out. You proved that you're one of the best
like
fan bases on the planet. By the way, their new practice facility is amazing.
Yeah, better than when you were there.
Four sheets, like the rink we played in, probably 5,000 people, right? Like a couple boxes.
Yeah,
yeah. I was.
What was the practice rink like when you were there?
It was brutal. We were in the mills. It was ghetto. You wouldn't want to go out there now.
No, it seems like we just missed it by like, it seems like everybody's room is a lot better. Their practice rinks are better now. It's like we got the tail end of the old school. Oh, whatever. Yeah. Just put them in a shitty practice rink. I mean, now it seems like all these practice rinks and even like, I look at the Colorado Avalanche locker room now. It was a shithole when I was there. Now it's just like beautiful. Yeah. I guess that's what happens when you win a cup. How was the dressing room?
I want to touch on it. Amazing.
Yeah.
The fucking alumni dressing room is better than half the league's rooms. Listen, you got the steamer, you got the hot tub, shower with the boys, you come out to the lounge with the beers, the TVs. These guys, they play three games a week together, like a couple early mornings, 7:30 on Fridays. Night game where they go, they have beers after, catch the early or late games in the NHL. We hung out at this Hollywood casino. It was right like Hard Rock Casino Hotel.
Yeah.
Had beers with Joel Quenneville, who I look up to as a, you know, this guy, most winning coach in St. Louis history. We all know what happened, but he's a salt of the earth human being. So I had beers with him. It was a great event.
Did you see Big Walt?
Great
there?
Event. Did you see Big Walt? I didn't see Big Walt there.
Didn't see Big Walt.
No, I didn't see Big Walt, but it was, it was truly like one of these events that you felt good for showing up. You felt like you were part of a bigger message and something that will hit a home and hit, you know, everyone. Cancer touches everyone, Obes, obviously, in your lifetime. But this felt like we were all there for the right purpose. It was amazing.
Yeah, look, everything online looked amazing. I saw you breaking it down with big Jorge, big Georgie Peros. Were you saying, hey, like, Georgie, let the boys play?
He says it's been a tough year.
Easy on the fucking suspension.
No, he says I could see it in him, like, how you doing, Georgie? And he's like, it's just been a fucking
long year.
Like, yeah, let's get the playoffs on.
Yeah, it's got to be
a lot of weird stuff going on this year, but
got to be a tough job. Got to be an unfulfilling job, right? Because Georgie, I play with Georgie. Georgie's one of the best guys I ever played with. Super tough. You know, he's a great story out of Princeton. Smart as fuck. And then to have to suspend guys is probably not fun.
No,
he doesn't like it.
No, it's a tough gig.
Tough gig from
James Bettman's your boss. You get all the GMs screaming at you. Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's not perfect.
What about, I saw the lineup card. I saw Ben Scrivens on the lineup card. And I know from firsthand that Ben was kind of in your kitchen from asking.
Yeah, he was. I didn't get one on him, but Dirks did. So Dirks had a little penalty shot.
Okay.
Trip. Peeler was like, penalty shot, Dirks penalty. So, of course, standing ovation. He steps up. He goes 5-hole on the guys. Great move, Dirks.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a little game, Dirks, for playing in Nashville, playing a little pickup in Nashville. His sons plays hockey. It was an amazing time.
So did Peeler let the boys play?
Dougie Waite, legend.
Did he
call? Holly, legend. They were my coaches.
Holly didn't play, eh?
Doug Waite, Q, and Holly, my coaches.
Yeah, that's a good crew.
That is who you want to play for.
See, I think that's the play. You come in and just be a coach for these things. It's the plan's overrated.
Yeah, I think Dougie was just upset that he came in and number 39, he didn't have a number on the back of his jersey because Chaser's 39. And so he's like, oh, I just don't even have a number on my jersey, so I'm just going to coach.
Oh, so he was
going to Dougie was hilarious. He had a bunch of one-liners. And I'm an Oiler guy. I grew up, and I idolized, you know, Doug Waite and the way he played, tongues out, good style, had the jersey tuck like Gretz. Dougie was Dougie had great years in St. Louis and in Edmonton. So
yeah, great style, tongues out. Yeah, Chaser, keep her going, buddy. St. Louis, NHL alumni, great job. Up his world. Party time. What time did you take it till?
I went till about 3.
When was your flight home?
Playing cards, 8 a.m.
You're fucked.
Huh? I got back to Newport by noon.
I just don't know how you do it, but it's impressive.
I went out on Saturday night at Newport. I went to, I was bouncing around, but that we went to that club there at the hotel, the Pendry.
Oh, the stayed there the Elwood Club?
Yeah, I stayed there till 2.
How was the scene there?
Not bad. Yeah.
Good time. You're a beauty. Speaking of being a beauty here, DraftKings bets, baby. The up dog. We hit another one, folks. I believe this is our 4th or 5th parlay we've hit this year. And honestly, that's impressive. These things are fucking pretty near impossible to hit. The up dog hit a 4-teamer. Preds over the Blues. Avalanche over Mini. Jets over Calgary. And Kings over San Jose. That a boy, up dog. I think it was plus 375 something.
That was right up there.
That's a big win for us.
Totally.
It's a big win for us. These are value bets. So hitting 4 or 5 of them are pretty good for us. I just want to give you some love on that because, like I said, these things are not easy. And anytime you hit a parlay cafe, feels good, doesn't it?
Feels it's tasty.
You need
it's tasty.
You need it. Speaking of tasty, it's the Jager iciest shot of the night here. This stuff, eh? Damn, that's cold. Up dog.
Presented by Jagermeister. Best served at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Damn, that's cold. Check out Jagermeister at www.draftkingsxjagermeister.com.
Check it out. Listen, it's the Fact Daddy. So I had somebody in Jersey send me a picture of Fact Daddy in warm-up at the Prudential Center. Hair perfect. Got the A on. Sick skates. Like, just his skates.
He's having a year. He's having a year.
Fucking good. And anyways, I'm watching the game. Hey, by the way, Jersey's playing great under Greener. I hope they take that interim title off and give him, because their structure, their details, their compete, it's way better since Greener's taken over. But the Fact Daddy, the iciest shot of the night, he comes in the shootout, Patrick Kane-like, dusts it off, stops, boom, snaps it in. That is the Jagermeister iciest shot of the night, up dog. It was so sick. The patience, the hands, the Fact Daddy, get a shot in, you fella.
Love it, love it. He's absolutely having a year. And wow, heads up for the Nashville Predators.
Fact Daddy, iciest shot of the night. Get a Jager in, you fella. Keep it going. Nashville, going to be interesting to see ups. They are good D.
They're playing great. The goaltending's great. Roman Josi plays forward, plays D, plays quarterback, whatever. Plays it all. Guy's playing every position out there. So,
hey, did you hear, by the way, speaking of Nashville, Parker had prostate cancer.
He beat it. Yeah.
I saw something I was watching the game last night. They showed it and how all the boys helped them out. I didn't know that. So I'm glad he's doing well. I love Parker.
Yeah.
It's a great story. So good
absolutely.
For him.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Right now, the Nashville Predators would play the Vancouver Canucks in the first round.
Yeah, listen, right now, you look at the West.
Interesting, Matt.
You look at the West, buddy. The fucking teams are big. They're good. They're strong. I mean, Dallas plays a big game. Vegas plays a big game.
Dallas is no joke.
No joke.
They are no joke. They went in and kicked the shit out of
Colorado, LA. There's teams now that, like, it's going to be. I can't wait to watch. Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
I'm worried about my Avalanche. I'm worried. I'm just going to say that. But what I'm not worried about is get this guy Labatt Blue.
Presented by Labatt Blue Light, the pristine Pilsner, fellas. Enjoy your beers together so you can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt, USA in Buffalo, New York.
Ah, it's tasty.
Sounds of summer. It's tasty. Summer's just around the corner, fellas.
Hockey.
So is playoff
Labatt
hockey.
Blue. Get him in, you fellas. Get him in, you. This guy deserves an ice cold Labatt Blue. John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Listen, start of the season, Vasilevskiy was out. They held the fort. Obviously, Kucherov is having an unbelievable season leading the league in scoring. Listen, they're 7-2-1 in their last 10. Vasilevskiy's kicking. Dumba was an unbelievable pickup for him. I was begging the Leafs and other teams to pick this guy up. Breezeball went out and got him. Duclair, Stammer, Pointer, Hedman's back. Listen, I would not want to play this team. They have that feel of, hey, here we go again. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Coop, you the man. Just to listen, people thought they were going to miss the playoffs this year. They're in easily, and they're playing great at the right time. So, John Cooper, get yourself a blue light up, dog. I can't wait to watch them play.
Yeah, he's so humble with it all, too, right? It's every year, it's like, I don't know. Is it the team? And they add a guy, and they just find the right buzz. They get their guys healthy again. And what Kucherov's doing is absolutely thumping. Oh, he's just crazy. Thumping. Nick Schmaltz, 500 games in the NHL. Shout out, man. What an accomplishment. 22 goals, 38 apples this year. Look, it's always tough to play, you know, not getting playoff games and being that go-to guy, you know, trying to pick it up for his team. But listen, the Arizona Coyotes, if they get that new barn, Schmaltzy, hopefully you're still there. You're going to have a time. 359 career points in 500 games played now. So hell of a job. Your brother, too, Jordan Schmaltzy. Guys just cease crushing it. So we love those boys. It's a hell of an accomplishment, boys.
Yeah, the Schmaltzy's good guys, both of them. Nick's just a sniper.
Yeah.
I mean, when he gets the puck on a stick in a scoring area, it's just like the release is unbelievable. I'm glad you brought up the new rink. I was talking to Kells, and Kells said they're going to vote on it in June. I mean, it looks sick. Where is it? Where is it supposed to be?
It's right up by the fucking golf course.
By TPC?
Yes, it's right up at the corner of the 101 and Scottsdale Road. It's right there.
Wow.
So if they get that, I mean, listen, trying to find a big chunk of land like that isn't easy. But
let's
get
it done.
If they can put that in that area, it's a no-brainer. It'll be the most sought-after entertainment fucking little, you know, development in the Western Hemisphere. It'll be amazing.
It looks sick.
I don't say that lightly. People will want to go there. It'll help the city. If anyone in there is listening, get it done. Get it done.
Vote yes. Vote
yes. You guys will get Matthews. You'll get probably a new fucking NBA team. They'll move up there. Whatever the case may be.
Lots of concerts.
Lots of concerts.
It looks unbelievable. I'm hoping it gets through because I do think with a new barn there, like you said, Updog, it would be one of the most attractive places to go play and watch a game. Speaking of an unattractive place, Calgary. But my boy, Wingsy, baby. Listen, 200 career NHL points. Fucking Wingsy. 19 goals. I'm hoping he gets 20. He's got over 200 block shots. He's got almost 200 hits. He's doing it all. I want to have him on. I just want to ask him how nice those paychecks are looking nowadays, too. But Wheezy, baby, it's almost done. Get yourself a Labatt Blue. He's been unbelievable, Updog. Really earned that contract.
Absolutely.
And he's an unbelievable defenseman. He deserves a Labatt Blue.
You're going to catch him this weekend. I love it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reeves. My boy Revo fighting again. Fucking Janot sizes him up. He takes him down. Pezzetta the other night. Listen, what Revo's been doing, he's finally getting his confidence back. He's in the lineup every night. We're going into playoff hockey. They're going to need a guy like Revo doing his thing. And just to quote here Austin Matthews on what he said, he's just an animal. Honestly, just a beast. I think it's moments like those where you realize how important Revo is to the team and what he brings on the ice as well as off the ice, which I know personally because – you know, playing with Revo, you just, your team, when Revo's out there being the sergeant, being the sheriff out there on the ice, your team, you can just, the heartbeat of your team can just go. Because you're not worried about all the bullshit. Revo takes care of that. So Toronto Maple Leafs, you know, they're finding their niche right now before the playoffs. Revo's going to be a big part of that. So get that Ryan Reeves, a Labatt Blue Light.
Yeah, it was great. Revo 2 weeks ago, I guess they made him put his shirt on for interviews now.
They did,
yeah, they made him. He's like, by the way, can I ask you a question? Who made this rule? I gotta wear a shirt on here.
Like the league?
Or I think the Leafs. I think the Leafs made him put his tarp on. Brutal move. Yeah. I want to give some love to Janot and Pezzetta or whatever that kid's name is to fight Revo. I love Tanner Janot, but that is fighting up a weight class. Updog, you got one more to dish out.
Absolutely. Our boy Freddie Anderson, 8-1-0 with a .954 save percentage. Buddy, listen, 4 month absent with a blood clot. Canes are second now in the Metro. He is absolutely kicking. And you know, you can go on and on about goalies and tough injuries. This guy's battled some tough ones, man. If it's not his knee, it's been a fucking blood clot. Like, tough things to deal with. But right now, the Carolina Hurricanes are in a hunt. They're in a push to be, up top of that division. They've fallen short. Obviously, you look at these teams that get out of the East every year. Florida, Tampa. These teams, it's a tough East. And this year, they're playing well. They've added goal scoring. And with that, Freddie Anderson, I mean, last year, when you think about last year in the playoffs, Obes against Florida in that triple overtime game where Matty Tkachuk got one, if that goes the other way on Bobrovsky, who knows the way that sizes up. But Freddie Anderson made so many great saves in that series. And they fell short. So I'm looking for him to continue this push. But what a comeback, Freddie. Get yourself a Labatt Blue Light, fella.
Yeah, listen, the Hurricanes are a team I got my eye on. Up dog, I put a future on him at the start of the year. Seth Jarvis seems like an absolute beauty.
Yeah.
We know Jordan Martinook's a beauty. I guess where I'm going is they seem like they got a good thing going in their dressing room, too. Like they look like they have fun going to the rink. It starts with Rod the Bod. Kunetsev's coming and been great. Gunsel.
Yep.
He's been unbelievable. We'll see. And Freddie's kicking, so well-deserved. And last but not least, my favorite young captain in the NHL. And I got some people out there that are, you know, saying some stuff about Brady Tkachuk and this and that. If you're an Ottawa Senators fan and you're chirping this kid, tread carefully. Because you think life is shit now. If Brady leaves town, you'll really think it's shit. Because not only will you have a bad team, you'll have a fucking soft team as well. But this kid is my favorite young captain in the league. 16 hits the other night against the New Jersey Devils. They're out of the playoffs. He's playing for nothing. He's got a long-term contract. He could shut it down. That's not his nature. 16 hits, a goal, and then the wires went a little loopy. But Brady Tkachuk, never change. 16 hits, NHL record. Get that guy Labatt Blue. And Sens fans, realize what you got. Because this
16 damn hits on a game.
16.
Wow. Yeah, you can't say anything about that. That's playing hard hockey. You might want to think there's a puck out there at some point, though, 16 hits.
They get a goal, too.
No, I know. I'm just thinking 16 hits, you're not, you know, fuck. Where the puck should be on your team's stick.
Yeah, I think he's had enough of the nonsense. There. He's been living in Ottawa all year. He's like, I got to take my frustrations out on somebody. I'm going to take it on the New Jersey Devils.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so.
Couldn't agree more. Well,
that was awesome. Get those boys, Labatt.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Blue, up dog, it's milk carton time. I had a request from a fan in Vancouver. I'm just doing this out of love because I want the Canucks to do well. I love Rick Tocchet. He wants me to put Pedersen on the milk carton to get a milk carton bump. So Pedersen, from a beauty fan in Vancouver, you're on the milk carton, fella. I do think his game needs to get better than it is right now. Come playoff time, I've said about the Vancouver Canucks, I think they're a little undersized up front. You know, you look like Hoglander, Garland, Pedersen, Bluger, you know, Besser doesn't play big. Miller plays big. I just think that Pedersen's going to have to get out of his comfort zone a little bit here. It's going to be his first taste of playoff hockey. So, hey, I hope this helps out. To the beauty fan of Vancouver, Pedersen's on the milk carton. And we have another one from our boy Joffrey Lupo. Loops has already seen enough of the Toronto Blue Jays. Vladimir Guerrero shushing the fucking Bronx, the fans of the Bronx when you're down like 9-3 or something, or 6-3, whatever it was. He shushed the crowd after hitting a home run. Lupo has seen enough. Vladimir Guerrero, this is for my boy Loops. You're on the milk carton, up dog. And then last but not least, listen. Yeah. I only played 500, 600 games. Getting 1,000 games is not easy to do. It is fucking hard to do. Well, I'll tell you what's hard to do too, Jeff Skinner. To play 1,000 games and not play one playoff game, up dog, I'm sorry. Skinner, you're on the milk carton. 1,000 games and not one playoff game.
I was going to say, Jay Bollmeister had 553. I thought that was a lot.
1,000?
1,000 games without a playoff match? Is that not nuts?
That's crazy.
He was playing on some pretty good teams in Carolina back in the day.
Not good enough, apparently. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, I just, when I saw that stat, and listen, to play 1,000 games is unbelievable. They got him a pretty cool gift. They got him a CD with his, like, name and 1,000 games on it.
Kenny Powers
stuff. Yeah. But to not have one playoff game, and I'm sure if you asked him, he'd be like embarrassed a bit of himself. But hey, listen, we call a spade here at Missing Curfew. That's milk carton material. Fucking not one playoff
game. That's nuts.
That sucks, eh? The playoffs are the best. Imagine playing 1,000 games and not getting one in the fucking.
Was he hurt for any of them or fucking?
I don't know.
To not be on a team and to play, what is that, 13 years?
13, 14 years? That's a lot of hockey, dude.
To get 1,000 games, you're playing 14 years, right? 13, 14 years?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Anyways, congrats on 1,000. Somebody, GM, somebody sign him. Let's get him in the playoffs. Maybe he'll be a difference maker. He's never had the opportunity, up dog. around the National League, best league in the world.
Sure is.
Listen, I got to start right here with the Matthias Ekholm hit on Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah.
Great hit. Great hit. Ekholm, this is how he's going to have to play come playoff time for the Oilers to get where they want to get to and where Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl deserves a Stanley Cup. Mikko Rantanen has been unbelievable for the Avs. I don't like the way he looked coming out of there. I have heard from some people in Colorado that he was okay on the plane after. Didn't play the other night against Dallas. I just hope he's okay. It's a great hit up, dog. That's how Ekholm's got to play. But Rantanen, to take him down like that, that guy's a beast, man.
Absolutely.
That's how strong Ekholm is.
No, I saw the hit. It was a great hit. And yeah. It was, you know, Rantanen's a guy. By the way, Rantanen plays a big, big game, but doesn't ever get hit very often.
No.
You know, he's big, strong, protects the puck, plays a lot like Draisaitl. But if you catch a puck on that wall and you turn into the open ice like that, heads up. You're coming.
It's a great hit. I hope he's okay. Just some love for the Dallas Stars. They took down my Avalanche 7-4 the other night. This team's legit, man. Look out. I wouldn't want to play him. Ottinger's starting to kick.
The young line is great.
Stankoven. I mean, he's been unbelievable. They got depth. They got seven 20-goal scorers. They got depth ups. I mean, that's what you want come playoff time.
Yeah,
you
know Seguin's kind of resurged. He's found his game. He's scoring every night.
Yeah, and then I wanted to touch on the Vegas Golden Knights D-Corps. This is the D-Corps they dressed the other night. They dressed Hanifin, Hag, McNabb, Theodore, Martinez, Petrangelo. That means Zach Whitecloud was out of the lineup. Zach Whitecloud, if you put him on the Edmonton Oilers, to me, would play with Ekholm. He would be the top pair. That's how deep this back end is. Ups, they're banged up again. Petro's out. Aiden Hill's hurt. Logan Thompson looks to me like he's battling something. I do think they're going to get in. If they can get healthy with this back end, man, this back end's the best back end in the NHL.
I agree.
Like it's unbelievable.
Well, they're going to get in because St. Louis is kind of fluffing around. And Petro, I mean, who knows? But give it another week. Playoff starts. Rest it up. That's when you earn your paycheck. So if they can get healthy, you know, and they get a Thomas Hurdle last night in his debut, 20 minutes ice, wins a nice draw, gets it back.
Yeah, I love
gets to the front of the net.
Thought he played
good
well.
Goal. Yeah.
First game back. It's just like, whatever. I'm just saying, if you can get Aiden Hill in between the pipes and run out that sixth defenseman, Hurdle comes back. I don't think Stone's going to be back for the first round, but who knows? And then Carrier, if they can get healthy, look out. I'm telling you, look out. We'll be going to a few games there.
Austin Matthews. Austin Matthews, my boy. I took him for the heart, but I just don't know if he's going to get there. I thought if he got 70, he might push, but 65 goals with five games left. Last night, you know, against the Pittsburgh Penguins, he plays a big, strong game, gets a beautiful goal off a draw, which not many guys can shoot the puck like that. Listen, tied Alexander Ovechkin in 07-08 for most goals in a season in the current cap era. And McDavid had 64 last year in one of the best seasons ever put together in the last 20 years. But, you know, what Austin's doing is impeccable. And can they carry it into the playoffs with his energy, with his play? Can the Toronto Maple Leafs follow it up and match his effort and get out of the first round? Maybe the second round this year is the question, Philip.
He's getting 70. He's got five games left. He needs five. He's getting it.
I love that.
Say it right. You heard it here first. He's getting it.
I love it.
Because the last couple of games, they're already going to know where they're. I don't know if they can move up or down as is. And it's just going to be straight up, get Matthews the biscuit. And I'm going to say he gets 70. I mean, I 2 weeks ago, I didn't think so. But now I think he's going to get it. And then last but not least, man, Marc-Andre Fleury and Brandon Duhaime. These two guys played together in mini. I was never a prankster. I was never, you know, fuck around because I didn't want people fucking around with me. Like, I don't touch my suit. Don't touch my shoes. Don't touch my car. Like, just leave me the fuck alone, right? I'm already dealing with enough stuff here, right? I'm hungover, you know? I can try to get the bullpen stacked up, try to stay in the lineup. Don't fuck with my shit. But these guys love it. And, I mean, Duhaime got him with the toilet paper ups. Marc-Andre Fleury, next level, took his wheels off his car, put flowers all over it, and left him a for sale sign with a note on it saying, if you want your tires back, make me an apology video. It's just, like, next level, man. I don't know how they – I mean – crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, you don't fuck with. That's like picking a fight with a monster. You can't do that to Flower.
Oh man,
I was just shocked. Like, is, you know, if these teams are in a playoff hunt, and you can say Minnesota's out now, they are, and Colorado's in, but like, would this be okay in a normal situation with a week left if these teams were actually like going at it?
I don't know. I just think the NHL now is just like it's a lot more chill. This stuff's like laughed about and enjoyed, but. Duhaime was like, what do we pay these security guys for? Because they did it back in Colorado, which is true. So Fleury must have went to the security guys, like, hey, I'm going in there just to, fuck with my buddy's car or what? Like, the security guy could be like, you're not going in there.
I'd say there was some cash exchanged.
There was probably some cash.
Probably 500 slipped under someone's doorstep or found on the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Now he's got to
check
get
the cameras.
Dude, Hive's got to play a game tonight. His car's in one. It's just like, yeah, if I'm a coach, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here, boys? Like, I need you going tonight. We're trying to win the Central Division. Yeah, now your car's on blocks.
Yeah, Bednard could be like, hey, you're not playing tonight, kid. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, no.
What are you guys doing?
They need him. Yeah. they need him. But Updog, always a pleasure, my man. Kyle Morgan, Hall Pass Media, thank you. That was Missing Curfew.
Fellas.